The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is Billy Corgan on his Facebook page. He says he doesn't know about the Smashing Pumpkins musical band.
What it's called.
No. I'm teasing you. Folks can obviously follow that. But I think we should use these. The censorship is ratcheting in now. And we were always there before it got really bad. But we're going to complain about it while they drown us, while they push our head under the water, because they say, oh, it's our platform. In fact, the media is even cheerleading Facebook to, hey, censor people against Trump and things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your platform. But you advertise it's our little safe space to share our life with others. If I'm not violating your terms of service, well, now the terms of service says you can't disagree with someone, Billy.
Right, so go back to the idea of conscientious participation. Is that system that you're engaging in, is that actually helping to enslave you and take you away from the world and or America that you want to live in, or is it empowering you? And then you have to make those decisions.
I only use Facebook and Twitter to inject that it's the Matrix, kind of like a warning, you know, sign or an airplane flying over dropping leaflets over Nazi Germany. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I guess what I'm coming at is. You know, a soccer mom who's got two kids, she's overburdened, she loves Facebook because she gets to look at her sister's
photos.
Hardly
any meter on the break.
No, I'm saying is, I'm not even trying to demonize anybody because you can take those things 50 different ways. And most people, although they can relate to what they're saying, they don't really understand how it affects them and or is how, look, it's a numbers game. If 10% of people left any social system right now, That would be critical damage against those systems. I'm not calling.
You're talking about like a Facebook strike or a Twitter strike until they start behaving better. We need to use our power.
I'm talking about people understanding that they have a lot more leverage in the system than they think.
Right.
Okay. So is your leverage to leave? Is your leverage to call for a boycott? Is your leverage to band together and try to create your own movements like you do using those systems to your benefit? Not reducing yourself to what you would call the enemy, but actually rising above and calling for a higher conversation. So, for example, we can get into the minutiae and the weeds of every...
So tell Facebook you can screw me, but use some lubrication.
I'm not participating.
Oh, that's a joke.
Okay. Now you took me off my game.
I'm sorry.
I was so dialed.
Focus. Go back.
I don't know where to go with that. I don't.
No, I mean, we have to somehow leverage the fact that we exist on these platforms and not just let them program us.
Right. Well, when you're finding out that they have been subverting people's tweets and hiding conservative voices that are out there.
Sorry to interrupt you. I remember what I was going to say. Look, the critical, if we want to kind of loop together social media structures, the social justice warrior movement and all that kind of stuff, and even the rise of you know, let's call it this other voice in that sort of discourse, which is using the sort of the old leftist tactics now on the right side, the Breitbarts and Dr. Savage has now risen to a prominence after a long and distinguished career. Okay, what stitches that all together? Free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Free speech. Once we lose free speech in this country, forget it. It won't matter what we think.
When Drudge visited, he said, look, they're coming up to free speech next year. This is next year.
I was listening that day, and I think that was probably one of the most important moments in the history of your broadcasting. Because that shows you that he sees something, you see something, and together, it's like that. You know what they call that multiplier. One times one equals 100. You and Drudge on even the same wavelength, even if you guys don't agree about a lot of stuff, you guys on the same wavelength, that's the power. That's the force multiplier.
Huge amplification.
Right, but what is the common stitch there? Free speech. Once we give up free speech in this country, it is over. It is over.
And that's what the social justice warriors and the new left are pushing.
They're weaponized anti-free speech.
Right. Well, how does that
make
you feel?
Weaponized anti-free speech. Billy Corgan warns of weaponized anti-free speech.
Watch the clips. I am horrified to see young people who are coming from a variety of backgrounds, and you could argue maybe even feel they have a right and or a true story to feel that they're victims in a culture or a system that doesn't recognize their participation as it should. Those are important and relevant discussions that are ongoing in America and will probably, hopefully they will end one day, but they won't end in our lifetime.
All right, stay there. And Leanne's going to pop in on this on the other side. Follow them on Facebook.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IDC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IDC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs, but now the FDA warns that these IDC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IDC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IDC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
Live from Austin, Texas, Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan joins us, Leon Magan, I'm Alex Jones. If you're receiving this transmission, you're not
the
resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live.
I don't know why they want us to trans, though. To be alive, I'm not bragging. I'm like, I did drugs here and there in like high school and college a few times, and they didn't really boost my. But being really alive, involved, and knowing what's going on, I like bounce off the walls. I'm like high. I've had one cup of coffee today, and some fruit punch. I mean, I am literally bouncing off the walls because it's so exciting to be talking about 9/11 truth and now seeing it be top headlines and be talking about autism caused by stuff happening in the gut and to see it now mainstream news. I mean, we really are seeing victories for humanity. The government, the FDA has come out and said take fluoride out of the water 2 years ago. They haven't done it yet, but it is success. Billy, you dropped a lot of bombshells during the breaks. Recap some of what you've said about my generation, your generation, versus some of the new generations, where this battle is. And Leanne McAdoo, jump in here because you're going to be interviewing Billy for a special report we're going to air in a few weeks.
Well, again, I think when we're talking about most people that we know, the people in our families, our extended families, they don't see their participation in this. So
they just feel like they don't even exist.
Well, one of the most positive aspects of the Trump campaign is he connected the dots on those people who feel disenfranchised by the system. they look, and I, and these are people in my family too, whether you agree with the political ideology, they sit there and say, look, I paid my taxes, I've raised my kids, you know, I've worked hard. Why am I being asked to carry some additional burden here? Like, why are we not having this conversation? Why am I being guilted into something?
Why am I not celebrated for working 60 hours a week for 40 years?
Why is, and you and I have talked about in the past, the disintegration of the family vis-a-vis the media culture. The man is always dumb and made fun of, and even commercials where people get like electrocuted. I mean, what kind of culture are we in now where it's like funny to watch somebody get electrocuted? And oh, by the way, buy insurance. That was
well. I'm not bashing transsexuals, but they have this RuPaul thing where she's driving race cars and eating fetuses. It's just all this celebration against life.
Again, what can the average person do to not assist something that they consciously or unconsciously are participating in this is actually hurting them.
So realize that's there's a system hurting you. Figure out how to not be part of it. That's the beginning of coming out of the trance?
Well, yes, because then you start to see how you've been deluded. Look, nobody wants to admit that they've been had. Let's go back to the wrestling analogy. Nobody wants to admit they're a mark. If you go to a wrestling event and you know it's not real, or you go to a movie and know that they're not actually flying in a spaceship next to Quantar or whatever, You're part of the game. You're laughing along.
Clandestine.
What's that?
Clandestine.
Thank you.
But a lot of people literally think it's real. I guess so.
Okay, but wait, stop. So when they watch the political system playing out as it is now, they think that that's real. They don't realize that that's a CGI. What's going on in the presidential campaign is just as CGI as anything else.
Sure. So as the facade drops, what's going to happen?
Well, the people in control are either going to double or triple down on the lie and spend a lot more capital and energy to convince you and you and you and they that, no, don't, nothing to see here. You know, use that joke all the time. That, you know, droid, move along, that whole bit. Okay? Or, look, once you admit to a lie, you know what hits the fan. And this thing has been puffed up and puffed up to the point where when it goes, it's going to be very messy.
I agree. Leanne McAdoo, any questions for Mr. Corrigan?
Well, I just think, I mean, on that note of contributing to certain social systems and things, Twitter, for instance, it has the ability to meet a lot, connect a lot of people and create these movements. But we talked earlier about how now it seems sort of the powers that be have figured out how to control those movements, or they see, oh, the zeitgeist, this is happening.
Sure, they're testing, steering it, sabotaging
it. Right, and so Twitter, for instance, back in the day, could start get a lot of people out for revolutions. Now they just use a hashtag, and they're doing their part.
Look, imagine you're sitting somewhere in some central command system like you are here, and you have access to all the analytics. And just by pushing a button or removing a hashtag, you can affect the power to corrupt something to reflect your political ideology.
That's a good point, because we can literally start memes and a lot of stuff. If we wanted to be deceptive, it'd be dangerous.
Right, but Jack, who's the Twitter guy, can suppress the hashtag. If he doesn't want your certain movement to get any traction, that doesn't have to trend in America or wherever.
So, that's right.
Okay. For those who know and you continue to participate in those systems, you are basically saying that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we've blown past so many stop signs in the last 7 to 10 years where government spying and all this stuff, and people just kind of shrug and say, well, it's nothing to do with me. Okay. Now, as the system is doubling and tripling down on its systems of control, people are going to have to either recognize that they're part of a system, or they're going to want to continue in their particular trance. We're talking to the people who intuitively feel uncomfortable with the system as it exists. They know that it's not going to add up to be the world and the society that they want their children to grow up in.
So we need to organize and say we want to change the system.
I think you need to identify those things that are very simple for people to do.
Democratize the big blocks like Google and Facebook and Twitter and Apple and say, realize you're feeding us the agenda we want. Just admitting there's an agenda is the beginning of change.
Or like Matt Drudge said, get out of these internet ghettos. They're trying to corral you and control you.
Well, that goes back to that question, yeah.
Okay, so what do you say to the soccer dad? To be a PC here. Okay, now it's a soccer dad. We've covered everybody.
A soccer person.
Thank you, soccer person.
Purple penguin.
Thank you, a purple penguin.
I'm sorry, it's a purple penguin at a soccer game.
Okay, what do you say to the purple penguin who still wants to be on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram because they like...
Look how you use the word I say now. I like that power. I say it's a green penguin now. This week, change it.
You tell me the code words.
Green penguin or your race.
I don't want to offend
anybody. I have to love everyone now, right? What do you say to that person who says, yes, I understand what you're saying, Alex. Yes, I understand what you're saying, Leanne, but I still want to participate in the system. Mm-hmm. You've got to give them more information so they can make a decision based on their own self-interest. When you talk about big picture stuff, not everybody can relate. It's too big a picture for them.
Well, I think they need to realize big picture. More freedom for everybody means more freedom for them.
And I'm not insulting anybody's intelligence.
No, I agree. I
am not a professional NFL quarterback. I can't see what Peyton Manning sees on the field in the last play of the Super Bowl. He spent 57,000 hours studying film, so he can see that that guy's going to break open where you and I wouldn't, okay? You and I have spent 57,000 hours examining certain parts of the entertainment or the governmental structure. We can see things breaking long before anybody else can. That's why somebody like Roger Stone at this point is so informative, not only for what his intel on the Trump inner machinations, but how he sees the political system.
What I like about him is he's always told me the truth, and it's all come true. Most politicos like lie and spin. That guy is amazing. I mean,
so I like. I like listening to somebody like Roger Stone because he gives me that quarterback read on the field at the actual street level of the politics.
And he actually gives you what the quarterback's really seeing. Most politicos lie to you about what they're seeing. That's the big
one. So that's why I like this idea of what we discussed behind the scenes. We'll wait to reveal. That's why I like the idea so that we can give people that read on the field at a cultural level. So they can see when they click
on... I want to do it. Let's make sure it happens.
When they click on so-and-so rips so-and-so, when they click on that, they have to understand the actual cost of that.
And we're going to teach them the read and from a professional view what we've learned and show them how they're being manipulated.
That is true empowerment. You talk about
always wanted to analyze the propaganda. You're right. And like 80% of the propaganda is in entertainment.
I wrote you that day because you say a lot of things in your rants.
Babbling.
You're babbling. Your green penguin rambling. You say a lot of things, and sometimes you flip past them because it's coming at you so fast. You know, it's like you see the sign, you comment, and you move on to the next thing. That day that you said 80 to 90% of the propagandizing is in the media entertainment complex, that was one of the most dead-on things you've ever said. That is the route where most people live.
And I'm stating the obvious, but no one's talking about it.
Why do you think the politic game is being presented like it's just another reality show?
Mm-hmm. Beauty pageant.
Why, when Trump would blow up Megyn Kelly, why would they have him back on the next morning? Because it's pound for pound dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, we're almost out of time. I know you and Leanne are going to do an interview. You've been very gracious with your time. You're playing tonight in Austin. You're playing all over the country. Folks can find out about the tour at Smashing Pumpkins.
I think it's pretty much all sold out, but thanks for coming.
And you will be playing Houston tomorrow, even after their devastation.
As far as I know, yeah. Fans have been asking about Houston because of what's going on with the weather.
The flooding is amazing here. We've got 2 minutes left. Lee, a couple questions, because I know you're about to do an interview.
Well, I think it's just interesting to, as you were saying, you know, forgive people who are still sort of in this trance. Look at what they're up against. Even with everything going on with this, with the delegate ringing.
They're set in front of a TV at birth.
That's totally normal. Your vote doesn't count. Trump's so stupid for not understanding how the delegate ringing, like, they're just selling it that this is, it's normal.
Okay, look. Trump is known to most people because he was on a TV show. The way he talks to people is learned from all those years.
Oh, it's dumbed down on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's obviously
a smarter communicator at the business level than he is the way he talks to, like, when you watch his speeches, it's like, it's all sound bites, right? So he's understood and he understands that patois. So that's why the media is presenting those things like, oh, hey, your vote doesn't count. Let's move on.
Right.
Because that is literally the next installment of the reality show.
Right.
It's just another installment of the reality show. Tune in next to find out whether or not your vote does matter.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me ask you this. Why are they so scared of Trump?
Well, I mean, the simplest argument to me is that he is a true outlier in the dangerous sense of he won't play by any particular rule.
But he knows the game.
Maybe he does, and maybe he doesn't.
Maybe he just tapped into the zeitgeist, and he doesn't even know.
Hey.
Maybe he just tuned into this show one too many times.
That's
really what happened. I'm sorry.
Let's be real simple here for the sake of argument. We all belong to a club, a clique of friends, a team, and here comes the newcomer, and they say, we don't know if we want you on your team because you're going to mess up our dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
He messes up their dynamic.
They're like, we paid our dues. We hijacked and took over the world. Who do you think you are?
Look. You can literally watch the machinations of these campaigns and the RNC and all that stuff, and then there's the Democratic version, too. as they have to keep adjusting their game plans and their strategies to account for unforeseen circumstances.
That's right. All is well. All is not well in Camelot.
That tells you they are not as in control as they like to pretend.
Billy Corgan.
I want to shut down the internet.
Leanne McAdoo, you guys are awesome. You're going to go do a tape interview with Larry in a few weeks. This was all live. Andrew Wakefield, another great hero, is coming in. Billy, thanks for the time. It's always great talking.
Thank you, Alex. And thanks to everyone for listening.
And I'm excited about the discussion of the collaboration. That is very exciting. All right, stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
All right, he's with us till 5 after next hour. Then Devin Knight takes over. And he's Dr. Andrew Wakefield. He has the new film out going through film festivals. Robert De Niro chose it for his Tribeca-founded event. And we've had other film festivals, like in Houston and places, threatened. There were also other pressure put, obviously, on the New York festival. And it just shows the control going on that's happened. But separately, I'm not going to go through the whole saga. Andrew Wakefield and his partner's been exonerated in England. They came out and said it was all a hoax. I have a giant stack of mainstream news articles, New York Times, you name it, government studies, admitting that autism and mental illness and so many other things is linked to toxicity in the gut and imbalances, cancer, you name it. So we're going to talk about this today. I know he likes to specifically just get into the facts and his own research study he did, but wow, they tried to just pick him out as the bad guy because he was one of the trailblazers and destroy him, but it turned out there were British studies before his finding basically the same thing. So the fact is they want to distract away from autism from 1 in 30,000 to 1 in 58. They want to distract from this, but he joins us to talk about the film Vaxxed, produced right here in Austin, some of it shot here, some of the interviews honored, and the fact that their attempt to censor it, I think, will cause what we talked about last hour, Billy Corgan, the Smashing Pumpkins, the founder of Smashing Pumpkins, the Streisand effect, where somebody was showing her house, if you don't know what it is, and she complained about it on the internet, and then it became a national news story. They try to cover it up, so it explodes. Robert De Niro on Vaxxed, the movie is something that people should see, close quote. I'm not anti-vaccines. I want safe vaccines. And that's basically what Wakefield's always said. Doctor, great to have you.
Great to be back on the show.
We've only got 5-6 minutes in this segment, long segment coming up, but what's the big news in front of us? I mean, obviously, the cover-up's imploding, the fact that they've got vaccine damage funds they try to keep secret. What does it mean that they're trying to censor this film?
Well, yeah, Alex, I'm 20 years into this battle now, and it could have all continued the way it was going until one man stepped forward, a senior scientist, a CDC insider, saying I was in charge of a study where we tested a hypothesis. We found that MMR vaccination was causally associated with autism, and we hid the findings. We hid it for 14 years, and we have known for 14 years that this vaccine is causally associated with autism, and we have concealed it. We put millions of American children in harm's way, and I can live with that no longer. And he came forward, and now the world is...
That's right. We have huge whistleblowers. We've got Merck whistleblowers, CDC whistleblowers. It was first at ABC News years ago that they had that meeting in the minutes where the head of the CDC says, I won't give this to my grandkids, but now it's coming out. Tell folks about the whistleblower.
The whistleblower tested the hypothesis. He ran a study which he designed. If you took this, if this were a money laundering ring, Alex, this guy would be the accountant. He would be the last person that you want to be plea bargaining with the feds. This is a guy who designed the study, did all the analysis, had the data, and said we hid data. Ultimately, we just destroyed data. They got a big garbage can into the room, and they destroyed the data they didn't want anyone to see. He thought that would be a crime, quite rightly. It was a felony. These are federal documents. He kept the documents, and they thought they'd been destroyed. He brought them forward years later and confirmed.
And no wonder they don't want your film seen, because he's gone to Congress. He hasn't gotten a lot of attention. He's the head guy. This came out a few years ago, almost no attention. You try to make a film about it, no wonder they want to suppress it.
Absolutely, and now that the film has come out, it's kind of caught them off guard. They then put huge pressure on everybody from De Niro right the way across the board to stop people. They are saying, and this is the pharmaceutical industry as well as the government, don't get it wrong, this is the government and the pharmaceutical industry telling us what we can say, what we can see, what we can think, and ultimately what we will inject into our children's bodies and our own. There is something gone horribly wrong with democracy in this country, and we've got to seize it back, and this film is now the opening, the door opening on that.
Well, you're admirable, because every time I have you in here, you're at the cutting edge of working with families, trying to put the truth out. You name it, lawsuits. You've just been proven, vindicated in spades, a true trailblazer. I know you don't like that, but a true hero, Andrew Wakefield. You never want to talk about yourself being vindicated. It's always, we have a top whistleblower, the head of the program, you know, hired to cover it up, did all the studies. He's now gone public. The media won't cover it. You're just still worried about the millions of kids getting brain damaged.
Alex, it's not about me. It's not about me at all. I'm just a guy trying to do a job and trying to and being prevented. So I'm really just obstinate, but I'm not going to go away. I'm not going to duck this issue. It's far too important. It's going to be, from the estimates in the movie, 1 in 2 children born in 2032 are going to have autism. That is absolutely unacceptable. So whatever the media say about me, whatever the politicians say about me, it doesn't matter because I don't matter. It is what matters is the future of this country, and the future of this country is its children.
Folks, we're going to break. We're going to come back and give this guy the floor. Andrew Wakefield, autismmediachannel.com. We'll give you other sites as well. You need to make sure this film gets shown everywhere in the film festivals. It needs to be on TV. Regardless, there needs to be 10 million copies sold when it comes out on DVD because they cannot stop the signal. Autismmediachannel.com. Right there, if you're watching us on TV, I'm pointing at your radio listener, Andrew Wakefield. That's a real man, folks. And decades later, being vindicated.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Strange days are here. Here's the trailer for
From
Vax.
The front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The film they don't want you to see.
My phone rings, and it's Dr. William Thompson.
You and I don't know each other very well. You have a son with autism, and I have great shame now.
There's a whistleblower from the CDC who's going to come out and say that the CDC had committed fraud on the MMR study and that they knew that vaccines were actually causing autism.
My oldest son, Ian, was walking and running. After the vaccine, he was no longer able to do that.
So I called the clinic, and I said, I think my child's had adverse reaction to those shots.
And then came the head bang, the constant banging against anything that he could find.
Right now, I'm sitting in a very pretty position in terms of providing you a lot of information.
The first thing that Thompson did was to plot a graph. Now, if there's no link between early MMR and autism, those two lines should track together. Now, they do track together until they get to 15 months. Then they separate, and they continue to separate thereafter. And they sliced and diced the data in an effort to get rid of that effect.
The relative risk of receiving an autism diagnosis was astronomical.
Wow. The CDC had known all along there was this MMR autism risk.
In CDC's judgment, the best public policy is to continue vaccination unchanged.
You who run our health agencies in this country, you have an obligation to make sure that these studies are complete, thorough, so that we have all the facts.
Oh my God, I cannot believe we did what we did. But we did.
Omission of crucial data, destruction of documents, misleading the Congress, grievous harm to innocent children.
Everything I've been telling my patients for the last 10 years has been based on a lie and a cover-up.
Parents should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth.
In 1978, the prevalence of autism was about 1 in 15,000 children.
If we assume that things are going to continue as they have, we can predict that by 2032, 80% of the boys born will end up on the autism spectrum. Half the children, 80% of the boys.
It's a vast number of children who are being diagnosed with autism every day.
This is going to be a complete catastrophe if we just let it happen.
Facts. What are they going to do when 1 in 2 or 1 in 3 in the next decade or so is brain damaged? What are they going to do? The cover-up's not going to work. And obviously it's a cocktail of pesticides and everything, but they've linked it. I've got a stack of New York Times, you name it, to gut flora problems and viral infections and brain damage. It's in the New York Times now, and Dr. Wakefield pioneered the research that he learned government had already secretly done. He's here to break it down, autismmediachannel.com. The film is Vaxxed. Robert De Niro, under pressure, canceled showing at Tribeca, but says everyone should see it. Government officials have threatened other film festivals to shut it down. All of this is going on, and they don't even want folks to know there's ways to mitigate it. So, look, here's the deal. Why are so many Democrat and Republican Congress people going out saying we should investigate? Why are there CDC high-level whistleblowers going public? Because it doesn't matter how much propaganda you buy into. When your 18-month-old gets that third round of shots, and boys don't have the blood-brain barrier, and it's mainly boys, 80% or so, and they don't ever talk again, and they got to wear a football helmet for the rest of their life, basically, it'll wake anybody up. And that's why this is such a crisis. And that's the kids that get hurt the worst. A lot of kids just get other neurological problems or things that are lesser on the spectrum. So I'm going to try to shut up Dr. Wakefield, give you the floor in this long segment we have, 16 minutes left in this segment, and then a couple other segments, to break down how historical this is. Because if you're a radio listener, I could go over these articles for TV viewers. I'm going to go through while he's talking a stack of mainstream news confirming what he said. And he just told me, yes, it's made the film get 10 times bigger, that they are censoring it. But this is such a big deal, because is it on purpose? Is it to dumb us down? Or can they not admit it, so they're doubling down? I mean, what's this really all about, Dr. Wakefield, and where are we going from here? And how do people get behind Vax and make sure that every person that has children, about to have children, every grandparent, every school teacher, everybody that cares about children, which should be everyone, sees this film and sees all the scientists, the insiders? I mean, this thing deserves an Oscar.
You're very kind, Alex. Let me first of all break it down. This film is about MMR and autism. That does not mean that other vaccines are safe or other vaccine components are not linked to autism. This is based upon the information provided to us by the whistleblower. So it is based exclusively on facts. He gave us the analysis plans, he gave us the data outputs, he gave us the meeting notes, he gave us the internal correspondence, showing that the knowledge of this went right to the very top of the CDC. It went to Julie Gerberding herself, who then, of course, went on to become head of vaccines at Merck. So they knew about it. They all knew about it. This was a huge crime. So let me now break down the levels of the crime they committed. What did they do in terms of fraud? First of all, they changed the analysis plan. So in science, you set out a protocol. This is what we'll do. This is how we'll analyze the data, and we will stick to it. You do not change that plan when you find an effect that you do not like, and that is what they did. Then they decided to omit data, and they omitted data specifically on the very high risk in African-American children, African-American boys in particular, and in children who, of all races, children who were developmentally normal to age 12 months, exactly the group we've been talking about, children who developed normally and then lost skills. They then decided that they had to destroy the documents in order to get rid of that effect, get rid of anything that might lead back to the fact that they committed.
Let's remember, you have all the whistleblowers, the documents. This is all admitted. You only focus on what's provable, and it's bombshell.
It's absolutely. We will only deal with what we can actually prove. And the value of Thompson as a whistleblower is, as he says in the movie itself, I will not give you anything that cannot be supported by the facts. So we have the facts. It goes way beyond this. But look, we don't indulge in speculation. So then the destruction of documents, Thompson realized that this would be a felony, that the Department of Justice were after these documents, that other people were after these documents in Congress, that to destroy them would be a felony, and so he kept his records. The rest of them thought that they had been destroyed. Then they went forward and they misled the Congress about the link between vaccines and autism. They misled the Institute of Medicine, the IOM. And the Institute of Medicine issued a report which said MMR vaccine is not causally associated with autism and no further funding should be put into investigating this link. On the basis of that, the vaccine court threw out 5,000 cases of children, plaintiffs who were in that court seeking compensation for damage, autism following vaccination. So they were denied their day in court. This was an obstruction of justice. So, Alex, on so many levels, this is a disgrace. It's a crime. It goes from being just simple fraud to a felony, and these people need to be held accountable.
Looking at the eyes of the doctors, the scientists, the whistleblowers, they're so alive in this film because these are people that believed in the system, and when they finally saw the proof, weren't going to be part of the murder of millions of children's brains just here in the U.S. alone, tens of millions every year worldwide in this epidemic. And these industries like Bayer, who for a decade knew their factor VIII was giving millions of people hepatitis A, B, and C, and HIV, and it came out in those court hearings that they knew and decided to cover it up because that would bring down the company. But finally it did come out and didn't bring down the company. But everybody overuses Hitler. But when you talk about Hitler killing millions of Jews and other peoples and attacking Russia and killing 20 million Russians and all these other incredible crimes, people never talk about the Russians. I'm not even Russian. I just think about, nobody ever talks about 20 million Russians died in World War II. My God. I mean, what they went through, and 600,000 Brits and 400,000 Americans, and both my grandfathers almost died just because they almost died, both of them. I feel an anger towards the Nazis. And then I feel this even greater anger currently that these big pharma people just want to cover this up. You're looking at one vaccine that, you know, you 20 plus years ago documented was one of the worst, this triple shot, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. But this really is genocide against our babies, mainly our young men. And then I see it in the fluoride studies, the vaccine mercury studies, all of it. Blacks, for whatever reason, higher testosterone levels, a little bit different souped up physiology on average. It's devastating blacks, and you don't hear one black leader pointing this out. Your film gets into that. As bad as it is for boys, you look at the disproportionate towards African Americans. It's so sad. It's just epic what you're exposing. It's so huge. It's like the biggest thing I could imagine. I know I'm ranting, so don't pause or I'll jump in here. Dr. Wakefield, please continue. And also gave out the general site, autismmediachannel.com, the site that everybody needs to visit and retweet. And just know they're censoring and know they're trying to stop. You're going to save children, folks. VaxTheMovie.com, V-A-X-X-E-D, V-A-X-X-E-D, VaxTheMovie.com. Dr. Wakefield, the pioneer, vindicated, on target, continue.
Well, Alex, the credit really lies with the parents. It was the parents who brought our attention to this, and it reiterates the fundamental rule of clinical medicine. You listen to the patient or the patient's parents. No one knows a child like their mother, and they will tell you what happened. They weren't anti-vaccine. They went to be vaccinated on time, and this was the consequence. All they are doing is reporting.
I want clean vaccines. You make that point. I'm sorry. It's just...
No, absolutely. This is not an anti-vaccine movie. It is a pro-vaccine safety. It is about holding these people...
Don't give them liability protection. Don't put HIV in the blood product. Just don't screw us over.
Yeah, and you talk about the sort of major crimes against humanity. This is so many worse in many ways because these people were sworn professionally and morally
Hippocratic
to
oath.
Protect these children. It wasn't that they were your sworn enemies. They were actually meant to be on your side. And that, for me, makes it so much worse because millions of children have been put in harm's way. If these data had emerged at the time and they said, we're really sorry, we found an effect, we weren't aware of it, but now we will do the right thing. We will do a bigger, better study to confirm whether it's true. And in the meantime, we will delay the MMR vaccination until after 3 years. And then we might reduce the risk of this
problem. Like Japan did?
Absolutely. And they did not do that. Instead, they took the option of covering it up and putting all of these children at risk. Had they done their job at the time, the studies would have been done and we would now know where we are. We do not. We are operating from an extraordinary position of ignorance in respect of vaccine safety.
You know, I have children. And I know you. I have three children, and they're 13, 11, and 8. I know a learned immunity is real. I know there's a science. I know it's 500 years old, smallpox. You know, back in England and back in Germany, they were doing it in France. There was a benefit. There was a negative. You did a cost-benefit analysis. But I just want them to have liability like all the other companies. I want to make the choice. I don't want to be made to do it. Things like tetanus. I mean, you know, I cut my finger off 10 years ago helping people with their boat on fire on Lake Travis, and I fell off and, you know, cut my finger off. They reattached it, but, you know, I went ahead and did this, you know, looked at it, tried to get one of the safer companies, you know, did a tetanus shot because I know that's a real issue. I understand it's a real technology, but don't lie to us and tell us there's no negative end and then just give these companies cover. But it goes beyond that. They know the Gardasil shot 10 years ago in studies in Texas and around the U.S. was causing deaths and autoimmune responses. They know it doesn't protect against human papilloma. It says it in the insert. There's thousands of strains, 4 to 10, depending on the vaccine. Now they're injecting all of Latin America with it, directly linked to infertility. I know you've been attacked because you were so professional and had such great credits and were such a... they were scared of you because you're a handsome, smart doctor who pioneered things, Mr. Superman. They came after you because they knew you were so good. So you don't want to speculate, but it's not speculation. They know these vaccines are being used for social control. And I just look at, say, the Gardasil shot and all these countries that have banned it. I look at a stack of articles here we're going to cover in the next hour when David Knight comes in. New study shows mutated poliovirus may be responsible for paralyzing more than 100 children in the past year. Daily Mail, NPR, new polio vaccine rollout comes with a big risk. The entire world has 2 weeks to switch over to the new polio vaccine. Here's why they're recalling it. I mean, there's something else here. When these companies don't care, when they know it's hurting people, who are these CEOs? Because I'll be honest, I'm not a vindictive person, but you mess with children like pedophiles and stuff, I got an instinct to want to see you up there with a rope around your neck. Dr. Wakefield?
Yes, and people keep talking about that when we get into this issue. What about polio? What about polio? What about the benefits of polio vaccine? And I'm saying this is not about the vaccine's ability to protect. This is about safety. Please, this is a completely separate issue.
How it's made.
Yeah, just because it protects, apparently, that does not make it safe. Thalidomide improved morning sickness, but it caused the most horrendous...
Millions of babies do not have arms and legs.
Absolutely. So let's separate these issues. Don't say to me, what about polio? So let's just separate this out.
It's like statins will make you not have a heart attack, but they eat your damn brain.
Yeah, so let's focus on the issue. And this movie is about safety, and it's about the lack of safety studies and the corruption of safety studies at the CDC, and that is the issue we need to focus on. It is not anti-vaccine, and it's been portrayed in the media here, there, and everywhere as anti-vaccine.
Oh, it's like when I exposed the Saudi role in 9/11 and the stand down, which I had from FBI and everybody on the show. They go, oh, you say jihadists don't exist. No, I say they exist. They're getting a paycheck from criminal elements, and that's all proven in the media now. Same deal. They go, oh, you're just anti-science. Baloney. If I can go get some shot that's proven overall to be very safe for my kids not to, you know, die of some bacteria or something that's, you know, drug resistant, I'll do it. But don't tell me there's no risk.
No, me and my colleagues and I were very, very pro-science. The trouble is the science has been corrupted, and now we have a formidable example of the corruption of science coming from the body itself, responsible for the care of these children, responsible for protecting
them. I'm all about air conditioning in my car. I'm pro-science.
Absolutely. So we need to completely rethink this, because in the end, Alex, the enemies of public health, the enemies of vaccination policy, safe vaccination policy, are the CDC themselves and the people who attrite public confidence in vaccination policy.
Sure.
Because they lie.
Am I wrong to say that the facade is imploding?
I think it is, and I think that it was amazing how one man can turn this whole thing around.
Let's talk about Robert De Niro, one of the top actors in the world, one of my favorites. You know, he got backed off, but he at least said, hey, see the film. And I understand, you know, people were threatening him and stuff. But have you talked to him or your crew talked to him? I mean, we know he's come out and said, see the film.
Yes, I have. And I feel extremely sorry for him. Not only has his life been plagued by autism in his son, but he's now confronted with this huge issue. He did not make the decision to withdraw the film from Tribeca. It meant a lot to him personally.
He'd I didn't know that. The media spun it that he...
You know, the decision was really...
We're going to skip this break. It's too important for these kids' future. To explain to us the whole Robert Duvall as much as you can tell us.
Absolutely.
And not Robert Duvall.
Robert De Niro.
Two great actors. I love it. Anyways, getting back to Robert De Niro and the whole Tribeca deal. Tell folks that story because it's key to understand the censorship.
Yeah, it was the film. They loved the film. He and his wife loved the film. They wanted it shown. It was accepted for the Tribeca lineup. It was due to play, and then we were told, no, the film has been pulled. It came out of the blue. Censorship at a major film festival. You know, when you start censoring at a film festival, then that's the thin end of the wedge. It then becomes propaganda. That film festival is merely an instrument of the sponsors and the message they do or don't want to get.
It's a very dangerous precedent.
Yeah, and what emerges is that Jane Rosenthal, who's his business partner, really drove this issue to have the film withdrawn. And I think they made a huge mistake, because once you censor something, then everybody wants to see it. You do not tell Americans. You do not tell people what they will see, think, eat, inject into their bodies or the bodies of their children. And once you do that, then it opens wide up. And so we then had much more coverage than we would ever have had.
So the arrogance backfired.
It backfired completely. So we then got picked up by a bunch of film festivals, Houston being one of those, and then the mayor's office puts pressure through sponsors on the film festival's organizers to ban that. Now, in Texas, for heaven's sake, censoring a film in the state of Texas where we value...
That's a whole other story. The high-level federal official threatens the film festival in Houston.
Incredible, saying we will withdraw sponsorship and encouraging all the sponsors of that festival to get in touch with the head of the festival to have funding withdrawn.
That's racketeering, in my view.
That is racketeering. And again, it backfires. There's a protest outside the mayor's office. It will show in Texas, and now many, many more people will come and...
By the way, I'll rent out theaters for a week to show it. I mean, anything saving kids is important. That's another question. How do we get behind vaxxed? Folks are asking, when are they going to get to see it? Because I know it goes through a process through the film festivals. When can our viewers see Vaxxed and show it to others they know?
It's now opening up in film festivals and film theaters across the country and soon across the world. It opened in New York. It's now just played in California, in Santa Monica, in Pasadena. We were there. It's now opening in Arizona. It's opening up again in New York. It's opening up in Dallas. It's opening up in Plano. It is opening up across the country. So if you want it seen, then get in touch with Cinema Libre through our website, vaxthemovie.com, and contact us.
Vaxthemovie.com, contact, and become a sponsor in your area to get this on.
And get the movie out.
And then you call the local papers, they cover it, and you reach your entire city. This is information warfare. This is trench warfare against these people. So exciting, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Looking at this, though, again, it goes to the instincts of the establishment. They always try to block things, and it blows up in their face.
Reminds me of the Exorcist. When The Exorcist came out and I was a kid, and there were priests outside the movie theater saying with placards saying, if you watch this film, you will go to hell. And there were lines around the block, and people were saying, I don't know what this movie's about, but I've got to see it. You know, if you start telling people in a free country what they can and can't see, then they're going to go and do it. They're going to want it twice as much, and that is what's happening now.
Well, then, but what are these? What is the establishment thinking to get this canceled in New York and try to cancel it in Texas, and then it blows up in their face? Don't they understand that? I mean, the media has a 6% approval rating in a Gallup poll now. A year ago, it was like 14%. Don't they understand they are hated for covering things up?
I think that more and more, they're at the behest of their sponsors, largely from the pharmaceutical industry, who are dictating what they will say, when they will say it, what their headlines are, what their editorials are. And that's a disgrace. Once you lose democracy, once you lose the free media, you lose democracy.
Well, that's what I'm scared of, ever being endorsed by the mainstream media. But they're so arrogant, they'll never do it just to destroy me. They just don't understand. It was like when I was on Piers Morgan about the whole gun issue, and he's got private bodyguards, doesn't want me to be able to be armed. He said, no, you're on three segments no matter what you say. But then when I brought up your sponsors are Prozac and other serotonin reuptake inhibitors linked to psychotic breaks, the insert says it. They walked in and said, he just attacked the sponsor. Get him off. I saw them say it. He's off. And Morgan's like, really? I mean, they do not want that discussed.
No, it's incredible how the sponsors control. I used to interview with Sharon Axon when she was on CBS, one of the most wonderful reporters in the
country.
She's
both Fast and Furious, autism. She's a great patriot.
Wonderful. And they would, she said, 5 minutes after this interview, there'll be a call from the top floor saying, pull that segment. It's never going to play because our sponsors will pull their funding if it is. And so they control the media.
You experienced it.
At first hand.
Testify for a minute or two to that. With a great reporter, CBS News broke so many huge reports. You were there when she was being censored.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd actually do the segment. It would go perfectly. It would be a great interview. And then she would say 5 minutes later, this is going to get pulled. I can predict it. And I think that's in the end why she just decided she had enough. She had to get out of that corporation sponsored excuse for news. It was just pathetic that she could not get these.
Well, remember when News Corp knew in government studies that the human bovine growth hormone or whatever was causing cancer and stuff and making girls be like 8 feet tall, 7 feet tall, they got shut down. And News Corp, it came out in the film, was like, we know it's doing it, just don't report it. It's like, but it's killing us. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, and I think that this is why news outlets like yours and others are really growing and growing and growing, because people have to turn to programs that they can trust, and they simply can't trust the mainstream media anymore.
But look, I don't have all the answers, and I'm not perfect, but I've got so many friends and family that had healthy boys who were at 18 months, got the third round of shots, and they have a seizure, they don't talk again for a couple of years, they're beating their heads in walls. We're about to go to break and do 5 more minutes with you. VaxTheMovie.com, Andrew Wakefield. But, I mean, I dumb it down. I've seen the studies. But as a doctor, as a guy that trailblazed researching this, why does it hit boys so much worse? I know most medical doctors say girls are tougher than boys. It's just true. Not tougher lifting weights, but hardier. Gunshot wounds, starving, you name it. Women are tougher. Bodies, I mean, is that right? I mean, why is it not hitting girls as bad?
Yeah, babies, as girls, babies have a lower infant mortality rate from infectious disease. They're tougher for some reason. And when it comes to vaccine components like mercury, we know that testosterone increases the susceptibility to mercury toxicity, whereas estrogen protects the brain. It's far more complex than that, but there is clearly this sex difference that puts girls an advantage over boys. And if you look at schools, going back to an issue raised earlier about, is this just the thin end of the wedge? Is there a more pervasive effect of these vaccines? Then what happens if you're just shaving 9 points off a kid's IQ? How long will that take to detect? And if you look at schools, then it's boys who are failing and not girls. So is this more systematic? Is this more pervasive throughout neurodevelopmental problems? And I think it probably is.
Well, just like boys are hit or blacks are hit more, the more finely tuned hot rod a human is studying males and others, that's what it's hitting. These chemicals, these things are attacking, the more dominant, aggressive versions of the species, the leading edge, and then women designed to be able to really go through more toxicity, more aversion, they're able to survive. But as you point out, autism rates in women are exploding as well. We're going to go to break for 70 seconds, come back for the final 5 minutes with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Incredible things happening. VaxTheMovie.com. I've skipped multiple breaks today. We need your support. Get the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the high-quality, liberty-based T-shirts. Get the films. Get the books. BrainForce, 45% off retail, 25% off normal special. Right now, that will end tomorrow. I've extended it one day. Supermel Vitality is just known healthy herbs concentrated with all the estrogen mimickers and things known to block that. X2 is the purest iodine you'll find anywhere. The good halogen. You heard Billy Corrigan. I don't even know. He's a user of them, saying he absolutely loves them. He's a big health nut, like many folks are. He loves it. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the general site with all the other literally thousands of products from high-quality radios, shortwave radios, books, films, you name it. And as soon as it comes out on DVD, we'll have Vax. Back in 70 seconds to talk about the rollout of Vax, the future of it with Dr. Wakefield, the director of it. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.